that football hooligans themselves have come from those sort of families, that they've not been beaten. They may well have been beaten at school, for all you know. There's no hard evidence at the moment. Sven in Swiss Cottage. Hello, Sven.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Sven.
Thank you. I was over here just a moment from Oslo, and I've stayed on because it's such an exciting place here.
Well, I'm glad.
And still not find Jutta.
You've not found your wife yet?
No, she's gone. But I know it's a very serious subject tonight.
Ah, yes.
But in Norway, we have no hooliganism. Because I think because of our so many fish programs on.
Yes.
Every day we have programs on fish on TV and on radio. Phone-ins, everything.
Yeah.
And at the football too. Before the match, people come on, expert fishermen, showing how to catch chub and roach and everything like that.
So it's more of a family occasion because
you
can draw fish
people
into it.
It calms people down.
Mm. But it might be a bit boring for you, though. I mean, if we introduced it here.
Oh, it's very boring. This is what I'm saying. The more boring.
So you're really boring the hooligans to death.
This is it. If a hooligan goes to football, knows that he is going to see slides of fish on a big screen, slides of chub, roach, pinch, and so on.
So there's more than one net at a football match in...
Yes, sometimes, because they have tanks.
They have tanks as well?
Tanks of fish.
Yeah?
Not tanks, armoured tanks. Tanks of fish.
Oh, I see.
And for 1 hour before the match, the experts come on and display how to net the fish. And it's much the same every week.
But wouldn't people get a little bit excited about that, though, you know?
Well,
I mean,
sometimes
I can imagine.
The fish struggle and the crowd get a little bit on the side of the fish or...
That's right. I mean,
and become
be
a
like
little bit restive.
Bullfighting all over again, you know?
Well, yes, but the fish, when caught, is always thrown back.
Yeah, but, I mean, who wants to be thrown back after having a great hook in your mouth?
No, it's never hooking.
No?
No, all fish in Norway are caught... In net?
With a net.
With net, or with a very, very soft hook.
Well, we're still planning our LBC Fish Watch service.
Is that going ahead?
Well, we've been discussing it, and there have been a couple of trial runs. We're looking for a sponsor, though. We'd really like to have LBC Fish Watch in association with a company, so if there's anyone listening at the moment who thinks...
Well, would it be live description, or would you have to pre-record because of controversial things might happen, like some fishermen might lose a fish and say, oh, drat, or something like that. You'd have to cut that out.
We would, yes. We'd have to have a special button, but that would be all right. We'd probably do it live, although I'm a bit fearful of crowd trouble.
It is.
The emotions can...
But in Norway, you have no hooligans at all at football.
No?
We have no one at football because of the fishing that goes on before and at halftime.
Right. This probably, it would explain your Eurovision Song Contest entries as well.
Nul fish.
Yeah, exactly. I mean...
Nul poisson. But I know it's serious, but if...
Where's your wife, Sven?
Düsseldorf. She went off for a big match, the showdown.
Yeah?
And...
Was she the one with that rubber hammer in her hand?
That one, yes. She was captured by the police. I saw her on TV.
Oh, dear.
And she was beating up the polizei like no man.
Yeah? She's not right for you, though, really, is she?
No, I rather like the policeman. He was nice looking.
Yeah?
Looking young man with a firm hand, but he was no match.
You don't want to get
her.
Involved with the Düsseldorfians, though.
But the Düsseldorfers, I mean, what can one do when a woman like Jutta comes over and she was screaming like mad for Holland?
Yeah?
Yes, or Holland. She has a very harsh voice, and I think I'm better off with some little bit of English fluff. Where does one go to find them?
Well, I should start, you know, Swiss Cottage. I'd have a little wander around there. Have you not met anyone so far?
Well, I met some woman from where was it? Maida Vale. Maida Vale.
Yes.
She was working in the dry cleaners.
Oh, yeah.
And she said...
Do you think you're going to be all right with her then?
I thought I might take some flowers and some clothes round to her.
Yes.
And, like, the flowers for romance and the clothes just to...
To what?
Get something out of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so that even if the romance doesn't work, you've washed your smalls.
At least I've got my clothes done.
Yes.
She's called... May I say hello to her?
Yes.
Hello. Oh, dear, it's a difficult name. Ginaka.
Pardon?
Ginaka.
Ginaka?
Ginaka.
Oh.
She's from Belgium.
Oh.
And has drifted into the dry cleaning business.
As you would.
And she's a nice girl, firm-looking body. But I don't know. Well, I'm, you know, coming from Norway, I don't know what to talk about apart from fish.
Well, I hope that it goes all right. I mean, it sounds like Rodway and the flower shop all over again. I mean, have you wooed her?
No, I just said I'm from Norway and I have some money on me.
Oh, and did her eyes light up when you mentioned the money?
No, she just gave me that old look of, suppose it's blank... Blank amazement.
Blank amazement?
And got on a bus.
Yes.
419, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, well, it
was. But I thought, well, if I go down the shop with some old clothes and some flowers, we might strike something up.
I think you should. I'd forget Jutta, personally.
Well, I cannot forget her. She's on the TV screen in Düsseldorf.
She sounds like a bad type to me. How did you get involved with her in the first place?
She's powerful.
She's powerful, dominant.
Powerful, powerful family.
Yeah?
They control her.
Were you marrying money, were you?
Her family controlled the whole pilchard business in Oslo.
Oh, no.
And she picked me out at some disco.
Yeah?
And
said, hello, I'm in pilchards.
Well, my father is very big in pilchards, and then, you know, it was kiss, kiss.
Yeah.
And then, you know...
Next thing you know...
There it was.
Are there any little pilchards?
No, we've not got into that side of it at all.
No, maybe you and Ginnica would be
Ginnica.
Better.
Ginnica?
Yeah.
She's a nice girl, big hips.
Is she in fish?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I can't stand that
Well,
anymore.
Don't bore her with too much of the fish, will you?
No, I think I'd talk about...
Talk about other interests.
Up-to-date music, talk about Chubby Checker, talk about, you know, the Joey D and the Starlighters and sort of hip sounds.
Yes, that would be good, yeah. You're obviously a trendy old chap. No carping on about the fish, though.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Clive.
I wish you well.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Ginnica? Ginnica, isn't it?
Ginnica.
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 If you're listening, Ginnica, Sven, do you want to send a little... nighttime message.
Just sleep tight, Ginnica, but not too tight, get my meaning.
It's 4:18, and we'll move on. Thank you, Sven, in Swiss Cottage. I do hope it all works out all right with the Belgian woman from the dry cleaners. And I-